The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You may be seated. How many of us have had a job and under our breath or out loud for all to hear, I am not getting paid enough for this? All of us, right? Or how many of us have not taken on responsibility and said, that's above my pay grade? Whereas the person who owns the company or is in the top of management, if they're good, will sacrifice almost everything to ensure that their investment is protected. I often, in my house flipping business, I'll have somebody that I'll hire, I'll say, boy, you are picky. And I said, yeah, my name is on the sign. You know, my reputation is out there. So this is not something that is foreign to the mind that is hearing Jesus say these words for the first time. The image of the good shepherd was not uncommon in Jesus' day. David was willing to risk his life to save the sheep that he was tending from the bear or the lion in 1 Samuel 17. Ezekiel prophesies that one of the things God has against the leaders of the people of Israel is that they're lousy shepherds. They feed themselves, not the sheep. They made sure they took care of themselves in every way and let the sheep, the lost sheep, get lost. And the hungry sheep stay hungry. And the unsafe sheep subject to being torn to pieces by bears and lions that David put his life in danger to keep safe. A spiritual direction client of mine recommended a book, A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm, by W. Philip Keller. The parts of the book about the craft of shepherding are very interesting and enlightening. Shepherds, according to Keller, know each and every sheep intimately. I'm amazed that as my dog started to get what they call old age warts, which are really just skin tags, this morning, I can tell you where every single one of those is on my dog. That's how intimately I know him. And Keller said that a shepherd knows his sheep, each one of them, that intimately. I have, as I've been talking about the rescue Maltese that I own, Augie, I can rush quickly and hard in certain places on his body when I go to groom him. And I know which places to do that and which places not to do that. Yet what I know more than anything else is that it is my responsibility to provide for my pup. I know where all his tags are. I know all his routines. And I need to provide for him. I need to make sure that daily he's fed and walked and his health is checked and he's groomed as necessary. I mean, I think we're on arthritis medicine and two heart meds right now. Three pills in the morning, two pills at night. Add to that springtime allergies. It's my job to make sure that all of those things are taken care of. I also know that my pup's breed needs attention. Maltese get separation anxiety. Who knew? He also needs to me to make sure that he gets his shots done. You know, when I come here, I hire somebody to come to my house at noon to let him out. And today somebody will be there at 4 o'clock, again, to walk him. Because I know that he can't be through a whole day by himself. He also needs me to make sure that everything is up to date and that every month that that he gets his meds to take care of, to fend off parasites. So Keller touches on all of these things. He talks about how you have to know the personality of a sheep. Make them do what they don't want to do to care for themselves. The way he talks about their personalities and how he has had to eliminate a sheep because of its bad influence on the rest of the flock is incredible. What is striking about this is how he tries every possible way to teach the sheep to get it to come around. In fact, he will give away a sheep to another shepherd and another flock to get the sheep to change. Sometimes, though, he cannot risk hurting the shepherd's flock because the behavior is so bad, and he must slaughter that sheep to protect the safety of the rest of the flock. Capital punishment indeed. Keller's account of how painful that is for the shepherd is amazing. They don't just go and slaughter the sheep. They know that sheep. It's grueling. It's with the same tenderness with which we talk about our animals in our home. Yet his love for the rest of the sheep trumps his willingness to allow the dangerous behavior of the one sheep to cause the notorious following tendency of the other sheep to be infected throughout the flock, because that's unsafe behavior. He talks about the danger of parasites coming into a flock. It is something that if it happens, it can hurt the entire flock and leave a shepherd without wool for shearing or venison to sell. So there is this investment that he's making on both a personal level and a business level. The stakes are very high. So if he does not know one of his sheep, he can lose the entire flock. This is the context of Jesus saying, "My sheep know my voice. I am the good shepherd." Chuck, would you mind closing those doors for me? He loves and cares for us by knowing us intimately. He knows what we need. Bob, we need to leave those open. Yeah. He knows what we need, and he gives it to us. Sometimes he gives it to us, and sometimes he gives it to us. It depends upon what we need and how he can keep us healthy. I don't think that one works. Would it strike you as strange to think of yourself as Jesus' investment? None of us has earned our own life. We are given life as a gift through the Logos at the beginning of the Gospel of John. None of us has earned or deserved forgiveness of sins. We were given that on the cross as a free gift. That's the payment of our sins. The goal of an earthly shepherd is to get us safely to the shearing. The goal of the good shepherd is to get us safely to heaven. We are offered eternal life. And when you come to think of it, we are Jesus' investment. He gave up his life for us. It was not above his pay grade. He did it freely. So knowing you are a sheep, an investment of God, how should you look at yourself? You were valuable enough for the Savior of the world, the Savior of the universe, to pay the price for you with his own life. You were that valuable. Yes. Wouldn't that mean that you're worth treating with kindness? Wouldn't that mean that you're worth being treated with gentleness? Wouldn't it mean that you are worth being treated with truthfulness? And doesn't it mean that you should be treated with respect and admiration? So you should do that. You should do that for yourself. Not be big-headed about it. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But to check yourself from that negative commentary that we often have that goes on in our heads. This is our armor to wear against a world that constantly tells us that we are not beautiful, that we're not handsome enough, we're not good enough, we're not pure enough, we're not smart enough, we're not whatever enough.
Christian enough.
Yeah, we're not Christian enough. We're not. Yeah, my handle on Twitter is the Joyful Priest. Do you not think I get told, well, that doesn't sound very joyful, Father, when I'm pointing something, when I'm being a good shepherd to them? Right, exactly. If that were true, that we weren't enough, right? Then why would the wisdom of the universe, the good shepherd, lay down his life for us? If we were not valuable to him, he would not have done this if we hadn't been worth it to him. Additionally, this means that others that we come in contact with are investments of the Good Shepherd too. We ought to be concerned when others allow a parasite to come into them. We ought to look upon them with mercy and kindness and gentleness, truthfulness, respect and admiration, especially when they do not know their own worth. When they are stupid, arrogant, uncaring, etc., they are ignorant of the importance of their lives and the lives of others. They are ignorant. They don't know. Ignorant means I don't know, they don't know. Not that they're stupid. And how can someone be judged by us when they're acting out because they don't know their own worth? Huh? People don't realize, for example, that using foul language disrespects their mouth. You want to start a fight on Twitter or Facebook? Tell people that you shouldn't use the F word. Your feed will blow up. They'll go to the death to fight so that they can have that disrespectful thing come out of their mouth. Yeah. And nor do they realize that indiscriminate sex disrespects the specialness of our whole person and how we give away our entire soul to a person through sex. We don't realize that telling lies instead of standing up for a person degrades our independence. They don't realize that bragging about themselves or putting down someone else means that they don't realize how much they are worth without doing a thing. That's the thing. He went to the cross and didn't ask you to do anything but believe him. That's it. All of us are worth the death and resurrection of the Savior of the world, at least from his point of view. So then, how are you going to allow your attitude about yourself to be changed this week, my brothers and sisters? I sure hope you have a clue. Are you going to admire yourself because God admires you? Are you going to treasure yourself because God treasures you? Are you going to respect yourself because God respects you? Embrace this. Are you going to be kind to yourself because God's kind to you? Are you going to be merciful with yourself because God sure is showering you with mercy? And how are you going to change your attitude about others? Yeah, that's the tough one, isn't it? Heard a ooh coming out here. I want you to do it by laying down the life of your own opinions about yourself and others. Leave them aside. Do it by looking at others through the eyes of the resurrected and renewing Lord. You are his investment, his treasure, and his representative, his instrument. To those who need to know what it means to be valued as a sheep who has a good shepherd. May God bless the preaching of the gospel in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.